Nolte, Woke Marvel Turned Blade Into Women's Film Filled With Life Lessons. By John Nolte on November 1, 2023. The Disney Grooming Syndicate had originally planned to release Marvel's rebooted Blade this year. You won't believe the madness that has held it up. Actually, you will. As we all know, Marvel's biggest problem is that it is dying due to its affirmative action programs. Rather than making universal entertainment for a universal audience, a philosophy that led Marvel to gross $32 billion from 30 films in the pre-woke Iron Man era, Marvel is now obsessed with left-wing identity politics. While no one objects to women-led action films, Terminator 2, Aliens, Resident Evil, we do object to being told, again and again, that there's something wrong with being a man, and that women, racial minorities, and homosexuals are virtuous simply because they are women, racial minorities, and homosexuals. Instead of creating fascinating characters, Marvel is pandering and propagandizing. And pandering and propagandizing makes for lousy storytelling. Nevertheless, despite this glaring problem, in a lengthy, detailed piece examining Marvel's downfall, the far-left variety could only hint at it in this section, emphasis added. As public criticism mounts, Feige is pulling the plug on scripts and projects that aren't working. Case in point, the Blade reboot. With Mahershala Ali signed on for the eponymous role of a vampire, things looked promising for a 2023 release date. But the project has gone through at least 5 writers, 2 directors and 1 shut down 6 weeks before production. One person familiar with the script permutations says the story at one point morphed into a narrative led by women and filled with life lessons. Blade was relegated to the 4th lead, a bizarre idea considering that the studio had 2-time Oscar winner Ali on board. Amid reports that Ali was ready to exit over script issues, Feige went back to the drawing board and hired Michael Green, the Oscar-nominated writer of Logan, to start anew. Speculation around town is that the studio is looking to make the film, now slated for 2025, on a budget of less than $100 million, a deviation from Marvel's big spending strategy. How broken is Disney/Marvel that double Oscar winner Ali was signed on as Blade and the screenwriting process was still about to get so out of control, so enamored with identity politics, that a comic book movie about a vampire turned into a narrative led by women and filled with life lessons and Blade relegated to the 4th lead? That is one broken system. That's a day cult, right there. I can't even imagine the millions wasted on the screenplay process. Disney stockholders should be furious. Hey, remember when the corporate media and Marvel erased Wesley Snipes so they could falsely claim Black Panther was the first black superhero brought to the screen? Black Panther wasn't even the first black Marvel superhero. Blade is a Marvel superhero, and Snipes starred in a trilogy of Blade films, and the first two were pretty good. That's just one more example of how craven and deceitful these present-day identity freaks are. Also of note, no one celebrated Snipes playing Blade. No one was told to celebrate the fact Snipes is black. No one paid attention or even thought about it. We were still a sane country in 1998, a colorblind country. No one had to emotionally blackmail us to go see a Wesley Snipes movie because Wesley Snipes is black. The fact that Wesley Snipes is Wesley Snipes was enough. As far as Marvel's claim it will produce this Blade reboot for less than $100 million, don't make me guffaw. This stupid company was spending $23 million per episode on that widely hated She-Hulk TV series. Disney couldn't produce my butt for less than $250 million. Liars. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.